Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Percivali. And today we are talking to the girls who are feeling like they've lost their ambition and in a way, like lost a part of who they are. And this episode topic is very relevant because this episode is late for the week. So I'm sorry that the episode is late, but it certainly has to do with my lack of ambition at the moment. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be really honest and hold myself accountable and just say the truth. Like, I just didn't get to it in time. And that is really that. And losing ambition can feel really scary, especially for women who, like myself, have always identified as being driven and productive and goal-oriented. Like, you do feel, when you feel yourself slipping away from that feeling of ambition, you do feel like it's a part of you personally, like your identity is shifting. But to me, everything in life is temporary. Everything in life is seasonal. And a temporary loss of ambition does not have to mean that you've lost yourself. Sometimes it just means that your mind, body, and soul are asking to be in a different season right now. And that's what I'm going through. And this is not the first time that I have. I know this feeling all too well. And I know that a lot of you girls will as well. You might feel like what's going on? Like, I used to wake up and feel motivated and feel excited. I used to wake up looking forward to chasing my goals every day, building something, working on something every day, working out, creating something, dreaming bigger. Like, I woke up with a passion for work-related, career-related, business-related things. Now, you feel tired. You feel uninspired. You don't feel like creating. You don't feel like having to think all day, every day. You want to just do. You want to just be. Now you feel like you're just simply getting through the day. You're just simply going through the motions. And there's this fear that comes with those feelings and losing ambition because so many of us built our identity around being that person, especially in our 20s, when we have lots of energy. So then we start questioning ourselves, why am I becoming so lazy? Why am I settling? Like, what happened to me? Like, did I lose my spark? Will I ever feel like myself again? Will I ever even care about this again? Like, is this a goal I'm even going to revisit at this point? You know, like, this huge goal that once meant the world to me right now feels like I don't care about it at all. And it's a confusing thing to experience because sometimes the signs that we interpret as losing ourselves are actually just signs that it's actually the polar opposite. Let's put it that way. It's signs that we are growing and healing and changing. Or it's a sign that we're just simply exhausted. It could be simply that. It doesn't have to be a big to-do. It could just be, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. So I want to talk about the difference between losing your ambition and being in a season where your ambition just simply looks different, because there's a difference. It does. None of this has to be a loss. None of this has to come from a scarcity mindset. Like I said, I feel this way right now, but I have felt this way in the past. I felt this way from being super burnt out. And you really do go through that questioning of what's wrong with you. Not only are you asking yourself that, but even others around you who notice it are saying it to you. What's up with you? You know, like, what's going on? Like, girl, get back into it. Like, they're just trying to motivate you to keep you moving forward. And they're giving you pep talks. But the reality is, like, I didn't need them. I'm not a person who needs to be, like, talked off the ledge. I don't need someone to motivate me. I don't need someone to hold my hand. I don't need someone to guide me. I don't need someone to tell me anything. Like, do this or do that, or here's the right mindset to have. Like, I don't need anybody to fix my mindset. I don't need pep talks. I'm not a lazy person, and I wasn't lazy, and I didn't need anyone to help me. I was burnt out. I had put myself in overdrive mode for so long, years worth of it. I made myself feel guilty for resting. My nervous system was so not regulated at all. And I was both a victim and a perpetrator of hustle culture. And so as a result, I was exhausted. I was exhausted. And because I was exhausted, that feeling, that burnt out, exhausted feeling, ultimately made me stop loving what I was doing. And for me, when I don't love what I'm doing, I can't do it. I can't do fake. I cannot fake, you know, I always say it on this show, I hate the saying, fake it till you make it. I cannot fake anything, and I will never fake it till I make it. I would rather fail over and over and over. I believe in facing it till you make it. Face it till you make it. Be real. Be honest. Be authentic. Step into your power, not the power that you or somebody else put on you. And now you're like, well, it's not really working out. I don't really love it, but I guess I'll figure it out. Like, no. People would send me books to read or podcasts to listen to. Like, they were sending me things like motivational and self-help, like to try to get me back on track. Sometimes you don't need that. You don't need more discipline. I'm a disciplined person when it comes to something I want to do. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm disciplined. Sometimes you just need recovery. Sometimes you just need to relax. You just need time off. You just need to rest. That's the solution, not read more or listen to more or try this challenge or do that. Like, no, I didn't need handholding. I just needed to recover. I personally believe that you can love what you do wholeheartedly. You can want to work hard at that thing and hold yourself accountable and be disciplined when it comes to whatever those goals are, and simultaneously prioritize yourself and take rests and take breaks and not have a fear that every time you go on a nap, pregnancy brain, go on a walk. I kind of combined every time you take a nap and go on a walk. Like, basically what I'm trying to say is I don't think that you should have a fear that every time you take time for yourself, whether it's as simple as taking a nap or going on a walk, that you should feel like you're wasting your time and you're being so unproductive and you could be doing something so much more productive for your business with your time. Like, I'm out here on a walk, or I'm taking a nap, or I'm getting lunch with a friend, or I'm just simply working out or whatever, watching TV. But like, I have a long ass to-do list and I'm getting none of it done. Those were my thoughts at that time. And that ultimately pushed me away from that lifestyle, that hustle culture, because it made me so miserable. There was no work-life balance. Work was life. What's the balance, you know? And yeah, I loved it in the beginning because for a while, you know, there is no like adrenaline rush or like that feeling. It's like a serotonin sort of feeling, like seeing your goals get accomplished. If you set yourself out for something and you do it, you're like, all right, let's go to the next one, next one, next one, next one. Like, it's a very exciting feeling, accomplishing your goals. And seeing that happen was my like kryptonite. Like, so much so that I never actually celebrated or sat in the moment with achieving anything, because whatever I did achieve, it motivated me or pushed me to achieve the next thing. So I never really sat there and just like appreciated that season and then took time to celebrate and rest and say, okay, I did a lot. I accomplished a lot. Let me take a minute and, you know, revisit the next goal next time. No, it was like, okay, I'm done. On to the next, you know? And that ultimately led to my demise, because that burnout, it was inevitable. And burnout can be disguised as I used to, you know, I used to be ambitious, but I'm just not ambitious anymore. I'm not that girl anymore, you know, and you might feel like I'm the girl who lost her motivation, you know. Oh, I used to be like this, but now I'm like that. And the reality is, it's a disguise for, truthfully, the girl who lost her motivation, quote unquote, is actually the girl who's been carrying too much for too long. And the weight got way too heavy. The load was just way too heavy and too much to hold. So if that sounds like you, and if that's how you feel, the truth is probably that you're not lazy. You're just burnt out. And I had to come to terms with that myself, and I had to understand that myself all those years ago when I like went through that season. It was a huge transitional season for me, and I had to transition from shifting my mind from like, I don't know what's wrong with me, to realizing just, oh no, you've completely run yourself into the ground and burnt yourself out. And I think that you will know exactly what it is for you when you can relate to these, because I think that if you're in that phase of like, you know, being really hard on yourself, you need that reminder that like, it's not you. There's not something wrong with you. It's something that's actually happening to you. And this, I think, is what's the most relatable. One, when you have been pushing yourself nonstop and then suddenly nothing excites you anymore. You have been excited about running after your goals, or you've just been pushing, going. You are like constantly in that hustle culture, like I mentioned before. And then just like all of a sudden, it's like, doesn't matter if I don't hit the goal this month. It doesn't matter if it doesn't happen right now. And you're just like not excited anymore. That's first. Second, when you've been in survival mode for so long that you actually stop dreaming bigger. You stop coming up with more goals for yourself. Like I mentioned before, whenever I hit a goal, I would be just even more and more excited for the next goal. And then I got to a point where I didn't really have more goals. Like my goals used to have goals. It was like, okay, this is my little goal. This is my big goal. This is my short-term goal. This is my long-term goal. This is like, it was like I had a whole goal family tree. This goal led to this goal, and that goal led to that goal. And then one day it's just like, I didn't have those sort of goals anymore. And I stopped dreaming about it. I stopped dreaming bigger. I stopped having new ideas. And I just was like, you know, I was in like a creative block, like a creativity funk. Like it just wasn't phased by much. And then third would be when you start to feel like every day feels like a checklist instead of just like life to be enjoyed. Every day is like making sure your to-do list gets done, making sure all your work gets done, check this, check that, whatever. Like, and it starts to feel robotic, which to me, for me, was a huge sign, because when I used to work, so when I graduated college, I worked like a regular, like a 9-to-5 job, like everybody else does. And why I didn't like that lifestyle and why I felt like that lifestyle wasn't for me was because it just felt so robotic, like doing the same thing every day. And so by the time that I got into having my own businesses and working for myself and quitting my job and being able to just work from home, which was my dream, and it felt like such a dream, I then, because, you know, you become so disciplined and so obsessed and so like into the goals and all that, you end up falling into a routine anyway. It might not be checking into a job. It might not be commuting and sitting on the bus and having a specific lunchtime and things like that. It might be, you know, your own hours and on your own time, but it still becomes so like, go with the motion. And you fall out of the like natural flow of life of doing this or doing that, or just like every day looking different. Like I wanted my days to look different. And then the reality was every single day ended up looking the same. I was glued to my computer, trapped in the house. Like, I would not leave the house because I was so obsessed with getting through my checklist and my to-do list. And to me, it was like, what was the point of all that? Like, what was the point of shifting my whole lifestyle to do the same exact thing anyway? And so those are three things that I feel like everyone who's in this season can probably relate to. And that's when you realize this isn't just me being lazy. This is something shifting mentally for me. We live in a culture and a society that really, really glorifies constantly leveling up. We are always being told, just start the business, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's, if you don't wake up at 5 a.m., like the 5 a.m. club is like such a big thing. Like, if you don't wake up at 5 a.m., you're already late for the day, you know? Every entrepreneur, every successful millionaire wakes up at 5 in the morning. Have multiple streams of income, because one certainly is not enough. Hit all your goals, you know? Become the best version of yourself all at the same time. So while you are so obsessed with your professional life, you also have to be obsessed with your personal life, even though you're probably not going to make time for that at all. If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook. If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it so easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one, including the moment your first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout not only helps them finish their purchase, but when they come back, their details are already saved, making it easier and easier for returning customers. One tap and they're done. It brings so much peace of mind knowing the whole getting paid part is already figured out for you and is nothing to stress over. And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout for you, you have more time to focus on growing your business and the tools to do it. And that's exactly why Shopify is the powerhouse behind millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Skims and Rode to small businesses just getting started, just like yours. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. So start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. Start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. And guess what? Guilty, I used to 100% align with all of that. I used to say all of those things. Like I said before, I was both a victim and a perpetrator of the hustle culture. Why I say a victim of it is because I was blinded by it. I fell victim to it. That I wasn't like that before, until once I shifted into it, and then I, you know, was like warped into this world. Then I started to think, it's kind of like, I don't know if I want to say this, but it's kind of like a cult. Hustle culture is like a cult. There may not be one specific cult leader. I don't know why I started, like, what just came to my mind was, like, Scientology. No offense. Like, it just, I started to think of that. And I started to think of how, like, you know, like, you're not a Scientologist beforehand. You start to see the, I guess, the benefits and rewards of doing these things. And then that's it. All the next thing you know, you're in it. And then you are putting it onto other people. I don't know how Scientology works, but I'm not going to lie. I actually see TikTok videos of like the guy that like stands outside the Scientology building in California and basically tells people like, don't go in there. Don't go in there. If you go in there, you're never going to make it out. And that's like kind of how I feel with this. Like you start off as the victim, but then you become the perpetrator. And so with that, like, yeah, I used to really not only feel guilty myself, but then make other people feel guilty if they were not leveling up, if they weren't working hard. Like, do you really want it? Do you really want it? You know, like that was just my way. But, you know, that's, you're a byproduct of your environment and like, you know, that sort of stuff that you're being taught. And even though, like, I don't regret, I have no regrets because I'm so grateful for every season that I went through. I do look back now and I'm like, I could never, like, I just don't think that way now. My version now of leveling up, which it has been over the past couple of years, completely shifted, you know, to this, because like I said, like when I see that now, I totally cringe. But now, like, to me, the biggest accomplishments are the inner work. And I've been saying this for a while now. I've been so focused on helping people with their mindset rather than with anything else. I went from being a business coach to a confidence coach, you know? So to me now, the true healing, like the true work and the true leveling up is healing. It's resting. It's rebuilding your confidence. It's learning who you really are, what you really want, and what you really need out of life. It's taking care of yourself. It's making space for something new, even if that means giving up what you once loved. It's implementing boundaries, protecting your peace. That, to me, is the leveling up. Regulating your nervous system. You know, that's the 2.0 you. The most regulated, clear-minded version of you, the one who's happy with herself, rain or shine, not beating herself up over, you know, having a quiet season or a slow season. You know, think of ambition and all that like nature, and your seasons being like nature, like winter. Like winter is not a dead season, it's a preparation season. Trees are not producing fruit all year. Trees don't even have leaves on them all year, but they're still growing. In the winter, there may not be any leaves on the trees and there may not be any fruit on the trees, but they're still standing strong. Those trees are still growing. So maybe that's you. You're in a growth season. You're still standing strong. You're in your resting season. You're preparing. You are not growing any fruit right now. You're not growing any leaves right now. So what? So what? This could be the season that makes or breaks you. You know, taking time to transition during each season could be the thing that helps you not only survive, but thrive. Because true burnout could practically be life or death for some people. Some people could really overdo it and make themselves super, super sick. And that's a really dangerous place to get yourself when you just become like so, so obsessed. And I did ultimately recover from that burnout season during my winter, you know, during my preparing season and my growth season, where I didn't have much going on for me. But I still was standing strong and I still was growing. You know, I took time off and then I eventually launched new projects. And I found new ways to replace old incomes that, you know, didn't require killing myself over it. You know, I was so much happier. But the truth is, if you fast forward to now, because I, you know, like I said, I took on new projects and whatnot. But if you fast forward to now, even with those changes, I'm pretty much back there now again, like in that mindset, like in that space again, because like I'm 9 months pregnant. I'm so close to meeting my baby. And realistically, that's all I care about. Like I cannot bring myself to be passionate about work things, like anything else, like anything work related, anything that I pretty much cared about before becoming pregnant. Like, to me, it's like, this is my whole life now, you know? In the past, I loved being busy. I loved having my checklist and checking things out off and working toward my goals and feeling productive. But pregnancy has forced me to slow down in a way that I never naturally would have chosen for myself. But I have come to learn that it is a way that I desperately needed. And there are times and there's going to be days where your body physically is telling you, like, no, we're resting today. It doesn't matter what was on my to-do list. What matters is that I'm exhausted. Hence why this episode was late. Like I mentioned earlier, like, of course this was on my to-do list. Of course, putting out a new episode is something I do every week. Obviously that was on my list, but I just didn't feel up to it that day. And what was I going to do? Get on here and fake it? No, like I said before, I can't fake anything. So your priorities and your mindset, they totally shift because you're preparing for a completely new identity, a completely new chapter. So the things that used to excite you might not anymore, and they just might feel a lot less urgent. They certainly do for me. My urgency has gone out the window, aside from when it comes to things that I need to get done for the baby and preparing for that. But urgency for anything else, yeah, like it might be temporary, it might be permanent, but you definitely will not have that same energy to chase external goals, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's just not possible, especially when you are experiencing something much larger than life. Like, growing a baby is truly God's work. It's God working through you. And it feels like such a miracle happening within you that it's like, wait, you expect me to care about anything else? Like, how am I supposed to have this energy toward anything else? Anything work related, you know? And that's a weird feeling, you know? Rest can feel uncomfortable when you're somebody who is so used to achieving and doing more. And you will have guilty moments, but growing a baby is an accomplishment. Like, it is a season of creation. It just might not look like a traditional accomplishment. It might not look like a monetary exchange, like a business. It might not get you closer toward any of those goals, but it's just a different way of itching that same scratch. You know what I mean? Scratching that itch, however you say that. I don't know what's the right way to say that, actually. Do you scratch the itch or do you itch the scratch? Questions to think about. But no, the truth is it's just the season that I'm in right now. And sometimes life asks us, or rather demands us, to stop actively building the next version of ourselves because we're already becoming her without even trying. You don't have to constantly be working on her. You're just transitioning into her naturally on your own. And her, whoever she is, that 2.0 version of you, can be whoever you want her to be, whoever you think the 2.0 version of you is, whether she is a hustler, CEO, business owner, or a stay-at-home mom, a homemaker, a caregiver. Like, it doesn't matter. I think women really struggle with this, especially because we're often trying to be everything at once. We want to be all of the above and then some. We want to be the CEO and the homemaker. We want to be successful, attractive, healthy, social, financially independent, financially abundant, a good partner, a good mom, constantly improving, constantly leveling up. I mean, I'm out of breath even just listing off those things, and yet we try to be all of the above. So maybe the reason you feel like you lost ambition is because you are tired from trying to maintain every version of yourself all at the same time. And I think it takes a true growth mindset and true maturity to come to that realization of, like, I don't care to be everything all the time. I am perfectly content and I am perfectly okay with being this version of myself today, seeing how I feel over time and accepting if that changes to another version of me tomorrow. So what if you're not losing anything at all, actually? What if you're not losing ambition? What if you're not losing yourself? What if you're simply just evolving? And this is what your evolution looks like. It might not look like you once planned, but sometimes our plans don't happen like that. Sometimes life has different plans for us. God has different plans for us. Can you accept that? Because I have. And it's very important to accept that, because otherwise you will struggle. You will really, really have a hard time moving forward and getting through life if you cannot accept that sometimes life does not go according to plan and your evolution might look completely different than you thought it would. I mean, maybe in the past that would be hard for me to accept, but today that sounds pretty damn good to me, and it brings me a lot of mental peace. You know, you don't need to be hard on yourself. You don't need to shame yourself back into motivation. Trust me, that sort of criticism, self-criticism and being hard on yourself and beating yourself up, rarely, if ever at all, creates genuine inspiration. That'll never push you to do better. If anything, it'll only knock you down and make it that much harder to get back up. You can only get yourself back up if you are kind to yourself and if you treat yourself right. You can absolutely find your spark again. It just might look different. So don't make yourself crazy over it. Take care of your basics first. Take care of you. Sometimes ambition comes back to you when you just do the littlest things. Sleep more. Move your body. Spend time outside. So go on the walks. Take the naps. Eat a nourishing food. Eat a really good freaking meal. Reconnect with yourself. Read fiction books, not self-help development books. Listen to fun comedy podcasts or watch fun, you know, entertainment type shows, not listening to everything that's about personal development and how to get more and do more and see more and be more and have more and blah, 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 more, 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 more. Like, I'm done with more. I don't want more. Quite frankly, I would like to have a little bit less, please. Okay. Revisit the things that used to excite you. What did you love before all of this? What made you feel creative? What do you want to explore just because it sounds like fun? It has nothing to do with making money. It has nothing to do with self-development or improvement. Just because it's fun. That's what we call hobbies. Or it doesn't even have to become a hobby. You could even drop the term hobby, because even hobby could feel like a commitment. It could just be simply, you know, something that you do once or twice, you know, just for fun. Go bowling. I don't care. Whatever it is. Let your goals change, okay? The goals that you had at 22 years old might not be the goals that you have at 30. They probably won't be, to be honest with you. That's perfectly fine. It's actually a requirement. A new chapter requires a new definition of success. So what is that definition for you? Like I said, at 22, I might have leveling up. Yeah, that might have been the 5 a.m. club and bigger goals and whatever. But now in my 30s, it's protecting my peace. It's having boundaries. It's enjoying my life. Like, those are my goals, you know? And I really believe in romanticizing the quiet seasons. I know I'm going to be entering a really quiet season. I've been pregnant, but it's not been quiet. I've still been busy, maybe a different type of busy, but I anticipate that newborn season to be really quiet for me. And I think that there's beauty in that. There's beauty in slowing down. There's beauty in becoming just who you are. There is beauty in not always chasing the next thing. And to me, there is so much beauty in doing nothing. My favorite thing to do right now is nothing. I'm okay with that. I love doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And that to me, like, I love those seasons of life. I do. I cannot lie. And I want you guys to appreciate those moments too. And I want you to remember that your ambition is not just about your productivity. It's your curiosity. It's your life dreams. It's your ability to grow. It's your desire to create a beautiful life for yourself, whatever that life looks like for you. It's going to look different for everybody. Sometimes that part of you goes quiet because it's tired. That's okay. Sometimes that part of you goes quiet because it's changing. You're changing. Everything's changing. Sometimes it goes quiet because you are making room for something better. That's okay. That's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not losing anything. You're not becoming less of yourself. You are simply entering a new season. And every single season of life has its own kind of magic, whether you see it or not, whether you receive anything from it or not, whether you gain anything from it or not, it could still be magical in its own right, even if that season is a season of doing nothing. And that is all that we have for today, girls. So thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.